We managed to extend our stay a couple of days and had to come home on the Sunday without him, which was awful. The people down there in Cornwall, we're all keeping in touch, and the lady Maxine, who runs the Dog Lost Cornwall site, she's been absolutely fantastic running around. She lives about nearly an hour away, so every time she was having to come over, it was a sort of a day job, you know. And he's been spotted a few times since, but nobody's been able to actually catch him because he's a little tinker. He's a bit of a mummy's boy, so you know he kind of won't go to anybody but me, really. I don't know what I'd have done without them all. There've been people on messenger chats and WhatsApp groups, and as I say, the Lost Dogs Cornwall Facebook page. We've had phone calls from all sorts of people all over the place, people staying on holiday, you know, saying, "Oh, we saw him here, we saw him there." We've had search dogs gone out trying to pick up his scent. We've had drones going up looking for him because we've got Maxine, the lady that runs it. She's been moving a trap. It's a humane trap, just a cage that the end flips down if he goes in it, and it's got cameras alongside it, and the camera picked him up this morning at 20 past eight. So it's actually the first time I've seen him since he ran off. He looks well anyway, from what I saw on the camera this morning. He looks well. He was sniffing around and tail up, you know, as usual. So fingers crossed that today's the day. He was a rescue dog, so it's just me and him at home. So not having him here is, you know, it's horrible.